Hey everybody, welcome to Elite Agent Investor, where we talk about next level tools, tech, and tactics used by the top 1% real estate professionals. I'm your host, Pete Thorpe. You can find me on social media at petethorpe.io, because .com was taken. We bring on active real estate professionals, including agents, brokers, investors, and even marketers to share their most advanced marketing tactics. Elite Agent Investor is sponsored by Real Connected, a unique marketing agency built by agents and investors for any business looking to dominate its local market. If you're a high-performing real estate professional who's looking for an edge over cutthroat competition, you absolutely must leverage the latest technology and marketing methods available today, and you can find those at realconnected.ai. All right, so today's guest is Josh Thomas. I've known Josh, full disclosure, for several years now. I met him in person in Dallas, and then we've stayed in touch online over the years. He is a marketing and business consultant down in Austin, Texas. So let me go ahead and get you a little bit of info here on Josh, which I had in front of me, and then it slipped away. We'll have to edit that part out.
Well, right, you know, so that's the beauty of being a professional tap dancer is you can make it happen, you know. You don't want me to sing you a song, I can.
What kind of song would you sing, though?
The most beautiful ballad you've ever heard, obviously.
A little bit of Tenacious D, I like it.
Yeah, right.
So Josh is a longtime business consultant. He's the founder of Conversational Funnels and co-founder of Anabots.ai, as well as the host of The Do Zone and the Big Ticket Pros podcast. Austin, Texas is currently home, but he's originally a Kentucky boy. So Josh, welcome to the show. Happy to have you here.
Yeah, good to be here, man.
Awesome. So we're going to go ahead and get right into it, because like I said, we don't really have any fluff in here. Tell me one thing that you've learned since you became a marketer that has tipped the scales in your favor and helped you level up faster.
Well, I'll tell you this, as far as being a marketer, it comes down to one thing. And I want to relate this also to real estate and investing, because it's all the same. You absolutely must put all of your effort and energy into creating a great offer. If you have a great offer, you can get away with mediocre, subpar marketing, crappy sales team or non-existent sales team or awkward salespeople. You can get away with inconsistent marketing and all kinds of other things if you have a great offer. And the same thing is true with real estate, specifically with real estate investing, because nobody really cares if you're a nice guy or if you're likable, or if you send them Christmas cards or fruit baskets, you know, every
magnets on the fridge.
What about magnets on the fridge? Magnets on the fridge. Nobody cares about that if you've got the best deals. And nobody cares about that if you help them find the most house for the least price, or that thing that they want. Or if I'm a passive investor, if it is a deal where I know you're going to take care of me, I know that you know what you're doing, and I know that this deal has a real good chance of performing for me because I've seen your track record, and I know that you're only going to take on deals that work. It's a great offer. Everything else is second.
Yeah, so it sounds like the best case that you're kind of like talking about there is having yourself a really deep network and making sure that you've performed for them before, so that when you bring something to these guys, you know they can close the deal, get it done, and it's a win-win for everybody that's on board with it. Sound about right?
Yeah, and one other piece of detail to that, even if they don't know you, as long as that offer really, really is good, you know, like I probably don't care too much if I'm buying crack. If I've bought crack from this dude for the last 10 years, if it's good stuff, I'm going to buy the crack. You know, like I don't buy crack. I don't advocate buying crack, but it pretty much sells itself because it's a great offer. It's like, you want to get high? Here's some white stuff.
You got to go ahead and get that blue Heisenberg stuff out there.
Exactly. It's a great offer, you know?
That is true. So having that solid offer out there, and I know you mentioned the mediocre marketing, but if you're going to put that offer out there, say on your website or to get noticed out there, what's the best way to have that offer showcased so that people can actually, you know, find it and see it?
Yeah. So you're probably hoping for me to say, well, you got to put it on X and you got to run the ads a certain way. But actually, the answer is much simpler. Just go where your people are. You know, like the person who is going to convert for you, where do they hang out and how do they consume information? Just as an example, a lot of my clients, I find them on Facebook. And a lot of the ways that they engage on Facebook is through long form written posts. And there are other types of audiences that will respond to 5 second reels on Instagram. And if that's where your people are, go there and do that. But if they're on Facebook and they prefer to read, give them that. And so there's no real hard and fast way to do that other than pick the one that is going to convert the most. And unlike what probably a lot of people say, I don't recommend that you go everywhere. I've tried it, I failed. You know, I have the verified Instagram account, I got the verified Facebook, I got a verified X account, I got LinkedIn. And there's like, I don't know, there's like some other one that I probably have. And I tried posting on all of those, garbage. Facebook is the only one that converted for me. So I just let everything else fall off. And that's where I'm spending most of my time because that's giving me the best ROI.
So I know in real estate space, a lot of people talk about having multiple pillars, but what you're saying is kind of it's okay to have multiple pillars if they're paying, but if they're not paying, you want to go deep on the one that is.
Yeah, I mean, if you're spinning five plates and they're all falling off, you're better off just spinning one plate that you can keep up.
Yep. Absolutely. Definitely agree with that. So, and I guess that probably would go to like any kind of maybe concerns about being stuck in one mode of communication. Like you're in Facebook. If Facebook goes away, I guess you can pivot off to Instagram or to something else because wherever it goes, the people that you were already talking to are going to go there as well. So what would you say to address anybody who has concerns about maybe focusing on just one method versus having multiples?
Valid question. If that's where the people are, that's where I'm going to go. And if it goes away, well, the way that I'm engaging with them on that platform is going to be just as effective in another method. I mean, honestly, the best way that you can really interact with your potential customers is to get their contact information and email them or text them or call them, because that's you know, unless you get shut down by, you know, the phone companies or something, they're never going to be able to take that away from you. You can lose your social media account in a snap for no reason. Like literally at this point, AI is monitoring and managing almost all social media, and machines are making decisions on whether or not you can keep your account, and there's no recourse. So, but at present, that's not happening with email or text messages or phone calls. And so as long as you control the collateral of that contact information, then you can still continue to engage with those people however long you want.
Yeah, and I imagine that would conversation might kind of go like, "Oh my God, Facebook just went away. So, Josh, where are you today?" And you're going to end up, the people are going to congregate where they're going to congregate. It's
Pretty
eventually
much.
going to be kind of like a self-sorting mechanism. If you have that CRM already built out and you own that data, you own those contact pieces, so you're able to actually get a hold of them wherever they go. And I'm sure everybody would be in the same, up in arms frenzy if something like that were to happen. So that's a good point, is deepen those relationships, make sure you have those ties, and no matter what, you're always going to be able to keep doing business.
That's the idea. And I know some of the things that you're doing with kind of capturing that contact information and building that relationship just directly with them, you're almost bypassing the social media need altogether. And that's ultimately the way that you want to do this. Like if I had my preference, I go to Facebook because there's 3 billion people on Facebook. Like I don't have to like try to convince somebody about Facebook. Just like I was talking to a guy that sells insurance, and he says, "Here's the best thing about selling insurance is like, do I have to explain to you what insurance is?" And I'm like, "No, I already understand it. I already have it." He's like, "Exactly." And so when you can cut out that, you know, barrier to entry on the relationship, then it makes it that much easier. But your ideal place to be, like what you guys do with Real Connected, is let's get their contact information and let's build a relationship with them directly in their inbox or on their text message or on their phone, or let's mail them something because they're always going to have that. And if you have that direct line of communication, then you're much better off.
Yeah, I definitely would agree with that. Keeping those people, keeping in contact with them. For the real estate folks that are out there, I actually have a real estate team as part of what I do, and I move CRMs. And thankfully, I owned all the data, so I didn't use a company CRM. I had all of my own. So for me, it was just actually porting everybody from one CRM to the next, which then gives me a convenient reason to reach out to them and say, "Hey, by the way, I've got a new website. Just want to check in and see if the good opener email for especially for the cold leads is, have you given up on buying or selling, depending on what it is, your home?" So whether you're doing that from an investing standpoint and you've got possible investment properties lined up, that's a fantastic email if you haven't heard from them in a while, saying things like, make sure that you hit your do not disturb. But basically saying things like,
Send an email about that. Yeah.
There you
Make
go.
sure that you hit your do not disturb during meetings. Let me tell you a story.
But really, throwing down that, like, have you given up on XYZ, whatever it is, buyers, sellers, selling your house for cash? That's a, people are going to reply with either yes or no, or it's already sold. You can, figure out what's going on from there. So, owning that data, having those better relationships is definitely a solid move.
And let me add one thing, just because this is a podcast about investors, specifically real estate. So I spent many years with multifamily syndications, and we raised a lot of money, like a ton of capital. And what we saw is operators, and that investors really wanted, that most of us are getting this backwards. Right. And I want to relay this in a way that you can take the big idea and apply it to your marketing, because most of us are doing this backwards. Most of us, when we're talking about an investment deal, we're talking about the details of the deal and the opportunity and the potential for growth and all these other things. And in reality, that's actually the fourth most important thing. It doesn't matter yet. Here's what needs to go through your investor's mind. Is going to go through a checklist. And the first thing on that checklist, Pete, is this person a person of integrity? Does this person have integrity? Now, that's the one thing that nobody can help you with. It's up to your mom and dad and what you've decided to do with your life. You either have integrity or you don't. And it's obvious. Right. So if you don't have integrity, go fix it. That's number one. Got to check that off. Somebody's going to invest with you. First thing that they do is they look at you and they're like, is this a person of integrity? And
That is
if they,
that's the stock know, like, and trust. I mean, it's especially in investment space, because it's a lot of cash you're talking about typically, especially if you're talking multifamily or,
that's
commercial.
right. Same thing with a real estate agent. Is this a person of integrity? Now, the next thing they want to know, if they can check that box, is, are you competent? Do you know what you're doing? Notice that those two things are mutually exclusive. Like, is this a person of integrity? Do you know what you're doing? Now, how can you have somebody who knows what they're doing who isn't a person of integrity? That's pretty easy, right? If you think about it, right? And then once you check that box off, like, okay, they've established their competence, they definitely know what they're doing. The next thing they want to know is, are you going to take care of my money? Not, are you going to make me a ton of money? Irrelevant. I want to know, are you going to be a good steward of my money? If I'm a real investor, I understand that if I hand you a dollar, there's a not zero chance that that dollar will vaporize. And if I don't understand that, I shouldn't be investing. And
That
so I
makes
want to
sense.
know that you're going to take care of my money. And once I know that you've got integrity and you know what you're doing, and you're actually going to take care of my money, now you can tell me the details of your deal, and I can decide if the timing or the deal is right for me or not. But it doesn't matter until those other boxes are checked.
Absolutely. That's the fantastic points right there, Josh. One, two, and three for everybody for the recap. You got your know, like, and trust. Two, are you a person of integrity? And if you're watching this podcast, you likely are, hopefully. And number three, are you going to take care of their money? Those three things happen before anything else can even happen, especially if you're in the investing space.
And bring that idea upstream into your marketing. The first thing that you do, your very first touch point with a new prospect or a new client, should absolutely be focused on integrity and competence before all else. Integrity, then competence. If you don't establish those two things, nothing else you say is going to matter.
Makes absolute sense. 100%.
Yeah, man.
Fantastic. So, Josh, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, who you serve, and how people can reach out to you.
We build conversational funnels that make the process of going from cold to client easy, natural, and authentic by just having simple conversations like these that allow us to build a relationship and find ways for us to do business together, refer business to each other, or find new ventures or new ideas to get into. One of the ways that we do that is we create podcasts like these. Another way that we do that is we build funnels where we combine AI to make it a more conversational tone. So there's a lot of different ways to do it. So if you're looking for ways to put quality calls on your calendar without having to spend a bunch of money on ads, without having to do a bunch of cold outreach, or dealing with a bunch of resistance for like somebody thinking it's a sales call or whatever, then I invite you to download a free blueprint that we've put together on how we build our conversational funnel to make it really easy to book as many calls as you want. You can go to conversationalfunnels.com.
That's conversationalfunnels.com, guys. Definitely check it out. It's absolutely worth a look. You got nothing to lose by doing it. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up from here. Once again, special thanks to our guest, Josh Thomas, for joining us and sharing how they leveled up faster. You can learn more about what they do by visiting his site, conversationalfunnels.com. If you are a real estate professional, whether you're an investor, retail, or wholesaler, or even a marketer, and you've got some cool tips on how to using tech to grow your business, we'd love to have you on Elite Agent Investor. You can apply for a future episode by going to eliteagentinvestors.com. Should be a link down below that you're able to click on, and hopefully we'll see you there. So one last time though, if you want to leverage the latest technology and marketing methods, go ahead and check out realconnected.ai, and we'll see you next time on Elite Agent Investors. And if you like this episode, don't keep it to yourself. Share it out with all your friends and family. Talk to you soon.